AHSCW has finally been able to get into the practice room after such a busy January, where it seemed like just about every other night, they were headed to another school for more matches and duels. Head coach Evan Hansen is happy that they've been able to get back in the practice room to be able to knock down some key mechanics as they have a few days to prepare for districts on Saturday.
I mean, I think we've had probably two full weeks here, maybe three. I think it's more like two and a half weeks. This entire month between January and February, where we've had a full week of practice. So, you know, that kind of puts you behind the eight ball a little bit, but I think we've done a good job at keeping the guys on track and continuing to get better and keeping them involved and ready to go. So,
despite not having many practices, the Vikings have improved in a few key ways. They've come into matches with a different mindset, as even the young wrestlers have gone into matches with confidence at the end of the regular season. The Vikings' ability to knock down some of their techniques and moves has led a few of their wrestlers to success at the end of the regular season, just in time for postseason action.
I think it's just our mindset. I think we've done a good job at improving our mental game as a team and just believing in ourselves. And I think that comes from our training and just having the confidence to go out there and do what we've done every day in practice. So that's improved a lot. I think the ability to hit the techniques that we've been working on at a high level, that's improved a ton as well. So I think overall that those are the two biggest things that I've seen, and those things help out a lot. So
Blake Akers, who's 26-7, Kanan Baxter, who's 20-4, and Henry Lund, who's 25-4, have continued to lead this season on the mats for the Vikings and have been put into good positions to get to the state tournament. Alongside those three, both Sawyer Keyes, who's 27-14, and Braden Fenner, who's 11-8, have been stepping up as of late, where their current success could lead down to a path to Des Moines.
They should all do well. They all three have a real good chance at making state, you know, and I think if Sawyer Kiesel wrestles well, he has a good chance. Braden Fenneran's been wrestling pretty well, and he has a real good chance as well. But like I said, we just got to go out there and wrestle our best, and the rest will take care of itself. We can't focus on the winning and losing, but we can't focus on what could happen or the bad things that could happen. We just got to go out there and wrestle. And if we do that, you know, I think we could send quite a few. And I think obviously those three you mentioned, and Akers, Baxter, and Lund, I think those three could do very well and go on to do well at the state tournament as well.
AHSCW will be graduating five seniors after this season, including Michael Mitchell, Wyatt Evans, Nate Jorgensen, Sawyer Kiesel, and Peyton Hopkins. With it being head coach Evan Hansen's first season as a head coach, he has been proud to not only see development of his wrestlers, but the development that he has seen in himself from what they've been able to do on the mats.
They're kind of leaders in the program. They've been around for a while, and I've been kind of picking their minds about the way that Coach McCarthy used to do things there, and along with coaching, you know, picking Coach McCarthy's mind as well, just trying to figure out how to help them the best I can and learn the way that those guys are as people, and that way I can better help them as a coach. And then just trying to figure out what works for me, fitting the way that I want to do things along with what actually worked. So, you know, it's just as a first-year head coach, it's a lot of give-take on both ends and just trying to figure out what can work. And those guys have been a big impact on helping me with that.
The Vikings head to Oakland at Riverside High School on Saturday for the Class 1A District No. 9 Wrestling Tournament. They will battle local teams ACGC, CAM, Coon Rapids Baird, Griswold, Mount Air, and Riverside. KSLM 96.5 will be live from Riverside on Saturday, with Austin West providing updates throughout the day, starting at 10 a.m. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.